There were unpleasant times where, like on December 7th, sometimes Asians and Japanese Americans would be there'd be attempts at bullying and harassment, even physical attacks on Japanese Americans on Pearl Harbor Day, for example, blaming Japanese Americans for something they had nothing to do with, something that the nation of Japan did. So that was kind of unpleasant. That's when you become aware of the differences and how unpleasant some people can be because they didn't, rather than celebrating what we have in common, they focused on what our differences were. Then when I joined the military and went down south, that's when I saw what real racism, segregation was about. I think there were questions always underlying because you had to wonder why were Japanese Americans put into concentration camps? Why was my sister born in a camp? Why was I in a camp during World War II? The war was with Japan, and we were Japanese Americans. Had no idea, absolutely nothing to do with Japan. We just happened to look like the enemy, and so we were herded up like cattle. All our rights as U.S. citizens were stripped, and we were put into camps. My parents, my grandparents, it gives you this consciousness of a forced consciousness of, yeah, we were different. And because we looked like the enemy, people treated us like the enemy. If I chose to look at it this way, that I'm an American, a Japanese American, and being stationed overseas, I found out that as a Japanese American in Japan, I was a foreigner to the Japanese. What I also found out was that as a Japanese American in America, to many people, I'm still a foreigner in America. So one could choose to be bitter and angry and walk around with a big dark cloud over their head and a giant question mark as to why. I just choose to recognize and celebrate the fact that, hey, we're Americans, just happen to be of Japanese ancestry. And enjoy, celebrate, and be knowledgeable about both cultures. It's what makes us as individuals, us as a community, us as a society. I tell young people to be vigilant that these conditions exist, but to be vigilant, but not dwell on it and not let it be a boiling point where you yourself become an angry, bitter person, and actually become perhaps the person and the type of person that you resent.